Now, the first completed section of the long-awaited South Kerry Greenway will open this weekend. This 3.1-kilometre stretch from the Old Kells Railway Station to Golden Shop will be fully accessible to pedestrians and cyclists. This, of course, first announced, as we all know well here on the programme. In 2014, it's a 32-kilometre route along the Ring of Kerry, and it'll eventually run all the way from Glenbey to Carrigsaveen along much of a former railway route. It involves 197 landowners. Has been a subject of very long delays due to legal actions and planning disputes. But this is the first section, and it's to open this weekend. With me on the line to talk about this is Cathaoir Luke of Kemier Municipal District Fianna Fáil Councillor Norma Moriarty. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jory, and good morning to all your listeners. I might start. Jory, it is unusual, but with a slight correction, it'll eventually run all the way to Renard. We have a section between Carrigsaveen and Renard that route selection has yet to be completed. And obviously that'll be going back in for planning application. But this is going to be the most, our country's greatest greenway. There are no two ways about that. It's going to be the most spectacular, the most beautiful. And key to it being the most is that final section between Carrigsaveen and Renard, and the ability then subsequently to be able to get on a ferry and go to the island, the Lynch Island. We have such a wonderful opportunity ahead of us, and it's great that we are finally at a stage where people are going to be able to get a taste of it.
3.1% kilometre, is this, you know, it's only 10% of what the ultimate route will be, but is it more about, I suppose, making a statement, getting some of it open so people can start understanding what it offers?
Precisely, and it's also just, look, there's been a hive of activity, as you're aware. Everybody sees it when they're travelling the road. This would be my understanding. This would have been what would have happened with other greenways, that as sections are completed, they're opened. And it's also, I suppose, to kind of give vent to that, you know, the desire to use it. And as you rightly said, that give people a taste of what it's going to be like, give them a conviction that it is here, because there would have been question marks over it for quite some time. It is here, it is coming bit by bit. The type of tourists that you want to attract, they can take, you know, they can sample it. It gives confidence to people who are going to invest in local businesses. And we need that to happen. And we need them to, you know, to support them in that leap of faith that they'll be taking. But there's no two ways about it. This project will be, you know, a fantastic project for all, and it genuinely will be a fantastic project for all. And I do want to take the opportunity to commend landowners, because there has been imposition on landowners. It is important that significant changes have been made to how they farm, how they traverse their own property, and to be cognizant of that. But this is a project that is going to benefit all of South West Kerry in particular. There are no two ways about that. And that goes back to its origins. Why was this entered into way back as an idea through South Kerry Development Partnership, when they were looking at ways to develop South West Kerry, and subsequently was taken over by Kerry County Council? It was to look at what we had available to us in terms of assets, to see where, you know, funding could be drawn down, and basically to bring people in a way that was slow tourism and therefore more meaningful tourism and more beneficial tourism to our area. And that's the Greenway. But there is additional to that, the health and well-being benefits to the person who lives here all year round, that we can, you know, go out, walk that route, cycle that route, traverse safely from one settlement to another, you know, go from where you might be living into the village, you know, go to Golden's, to the cafe to get a cup of coffee, meet people, come back, you know, even go and have a pint in the evening and not to be worried about being, you know, you can take your bike and you're not going to be in any danger. These are important things. These are things that are going to matter. And, you know, many years ago, I think it was probably about 7 years ago now, I took the opportunity to go to Waterford to cycle the Greenway there. And I met people, and that was their experience of it. You know, that this, it changed their life, both the, you know, obviously in terms of the local business community, but also the people who were just living, who were working in the area. And it just enhanced their life to such a degree, the access to such an amenity. And I'm convinced we're going to experience the same.
Okay. You'd be conscious, though, there are some who still have issues with it going across their land. One or two calls this week for even this section to be deferred. They feel not enough has been done in terms of the CPO and other issues.
It is a complicated and protracted process. And I would just ask, you know, that people be cognizant of that and respect of that. And also, as people who are going to be using the Greenway, be very respectful of you're on the Greenway and don't deviate off the Greenway, you know, and respect the signage that you encounter. It's very important that that happens. It really is. But it's a little bit of understanding and a little bit of empathy around changes and how people farm and how they access their own land. you know, I grew up in a small farm. I understand where those people are coming from as well. And I think it's very important that the public, anyone using the Greenway, is respectful in return.
Okay, this section open this weekend. People can get out about Christmas if weather permits or not even to get out and try it. Just wear the right clothing, I suppose. The next section then, is this the from the trailhead at Glenbay to Mountain Stage, I think. Is that maybe summer? If that's planned or hoped for?
That is the hope. And again, like there'll be, as each section is completed, it'll be opened, and that's as it should be, because we want them to be used. We want to be able, as you said, to absorb that additional tourism, that benefit, that local benefit and visitor benefit as well. So as work is progressing and as it's feasible to open a section, you know, in terms of access with regards to parking and so on, like this first section is very good. And it's also very good that it's in the middle of the Greenway. It's neither Glenbay nor Carseveen, it's in the middle. You know, that's no bad thing either, because this is so important to both, you know, town and village, and as I said, to the wider South West community. So look, it's a really good news story. We're typical of projects, major infrastructural projects. It takes us an awful long time to get through the various procedures, but it is going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Do you think that once it is open and other sections of it open, that it may lead to people deciding, and they may, once they see it or see the anticipated business that comes with it, it may lead to people saying, yeah, do you know what, I'm going to open up something here, or I'm going to start business, or I'm going to revitalise this to capitalise on what hopefully will be increased numbers coming to the area?
100%. And again, like, I genuinely hope that those people through whose farms and lands and existing businesses that's travelling are the ones that see those opportunities right in front of them, and they can potentially diversify into, you know, whether it's a coffee kiosk or whatever it might be, you know, in terms of travelling. And again, I go back to my own experience of cycling the Waterford Greenway. Intended to do half of it on the day, we ended up doing the full amount of it. And while we cycled all day, I can guarantee you it did nothing for losing weight, because we stopped at every single place along the way. And it was fantastic, the offerings that people had. It was Halloween at the time. There was a lot of effort done locally around even the tunnels, decorating it around that. And there will be that onus on us and on each local community as well, that you theme the Greenway out in order to, you know, to boost the tourism and the offering and the experience as you go on. So, and there's a lot to be learned around that. There's a lot of good templates that we can follow, but we will have, without a doubt, the finest of the foundation blocks, if you like, to work off, because no Greenway in the country will be a spectacular result.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it'll be interesting to see. It's going to open this weekend, and we'll see where it goes from there. Norma, we're going to leave it there for now, but thanks for giving us your view on that this morning. That's Norma Moriarty there, Councillor Norma Moriarty, Cahirlic of Kinmare Municipal District.